Welcome to Conversations with My Mind. My name is Anne Tavanaga, and you have joined me for a podcast about us, about our minds, about achieving our goals, and enjoying life with awareness of mental health. This is our safe audio virtual space where we meet inspiring people to talk to and to relate to. Here we can learn from each other and inspire each other to take the actions that will benefit all of us. First of all, thank you so much for pressing play. So what is this all about? As I have been growing my own knowledge about mental and emotional health, inclusion and diversity, and how to become more empathetic, I have reached a place where I feel I can finally be a bit more open about my own journey, and I am becoming more comfortable speaking about these so important topics. I am aware that I still have so many questions, so many lessons to learn, and there are so many people I am keen to talk to and learn from. Conversations with My Mind is that opportunity for me to continue my learning journey, and also an opportunity for me to be able to invite you to come along. In many of my conversations, I will focus on those of us who potentially grew up in societies and families with little or no mental health awareness, mainly because that is also my own experience, and I can really relate to that. I will also focus on those of us who want to grow that awareness and empathy towards ourselves and people around us. In some of the episodes, I will be having open conversations with people about their own life and their personal experiences, and in others, I will invite experts to probe a bit deeper on certain topics that are really important for us and get some of our questions answered. But before I jump to the first episode, let me quickly introduce you to myself. I am a Latvian expat from Riga, living in Edinburgh, Scotland since 2015. Professionally, my day job nowadays is in project management within the finance industry. Interestingly, this is actually the very first time in my life where I'm not going with the flow, and I have an actual personal development plan in motion, and I'm really proud of it. I know what I want to learn, and I'm working on it. Previously, I have worked locally and internationally in tech and travel startups, hospitality, business consulting, even National Postal Services of Latvia, and my roles have mainly been in sales, business development, and relationship management. My bachelor's degree is in tourism management, and my master's is in innovative entrepreneurship. So a bit of a colorful resume if you get a chance to read it, but there is definitely one common theme that stands out for me. In all my roles, I have been working with a focus on user and customer needs and experience, and generally finding out what is important for people and what makes them tick. Personally, I grew up in a post-Soviet society. Latvia is amongst the countries that only became independent around the time I was already 5 years old. So when I started school, my teachers had to figure out what history to teach us and what is still true and what is not. The country had a really long journey to embark on to find its feet. And if you had heard anything about communist societies, which Latvia was a part of till 1991, inclusion and diversity and mental health awareness usually was not high on their priority list, to say the least. Hence, it simply wasn't present yet when my parents were growing up and then when my generation was growing up. We were taught how to be polite and how to behave, but not really how to be empathetic, even towards ourselves. Emotions and feelings were something minor, something you should be easily able to deal with. I grew up believing that when I will become an adult, I will be able to manage my emotions just because I'm a grown-up. Which is obviously not exactly true. I have now learned that such experience has not been something that strictly relates to only my side of the world. I hear similar stories from friends all over, really, and that makes me even more motivated to open up these conversations, as we still have a long learning journey ahead of us. I have always been passionate about learning inside and outside my professional life. I don't think I will ever stop doing that. And since my early 20s, I have also spent a good chunk of my time exploring topics about how our minds work, what motivates us, and how various different things and situations throughout our lives can impact us and change us. A big personal turning point for me was moving to Scotland. Unintentionally, this decision has made the biggest positive impact on my personal growth. Not only did I learn that you cannot really move away from yourself, I also learned to finally face my challenges, and I started to explore and understand more about my own personal mental health and how I can improve it. I had never imagined that so much information and so much support can be available around you, actually even in your workplace, and how supportive and open people can be. One of the key things that has always energized me is traveling and meeting the most different people, having a chat, hearing their stories, and learning from them. So as COVID made us stay at home and stay away from each other, a podcast really felt like the right way for me to get reconnected to the world again. So here we go. Without further ado, I am inviting you to press play on any of the episodes already out there on your favorite podcast platform, and I really, really hope you will enjoy them. If you like what you hear, please follow me, leave a review about what you enjoyed so I could do more of that, and maybe tell a friend if you think they might like this as well. Every little really, really helps. You can also find me on Instagram, on LinkedIn, and on my website. Links are here in my show notes. Just have a quick look. Thank you so much for listening, and I will meet you on the next episode of Conversations with My Mind.